if York City were to get promoted this season, where would that rank in terms of your achievements in your football career?
The biggest achievement in my career, obviously, last season at Notts County, getting to the playoff semi-final was a big achievement, but this season has been incredible. The points that we've put together, the records that we've broken, and it made me so proud to take this football club back to where it belongs.
Is this the most pressurised game that you've been a part of, do you think, in your football career? Anything else stand out?
I think the magnitude of the game, yes. I think every game of football, I put so much demands on us and the team to go win games of football. I think every game's pressured. I think when you're a club this size like York City, I think every game's a pressure game. Every time we cross that white line, we know the demands that we have to put on ourselves. To when you put that shirt on, how proud you have to be, but give absolutely everything for the football club. I believe we've got a squad of players that have done that this season, and that's why we've ended up in the position we're in.
And you've obviously said nothing's changed this week in terms of the build-up. How do you stay calm with such a massive game coming up on Saturday?
I've always been quite calm and laid back. I believe in the process. I'm very process-driven, that we stick to the process in the way that we want to work. And nothing will change on that. I believe that we prepare ourselves the best we can, and when we get to 12:30 on Saturday, it's something that we've got to go there, we've got to enjoy and embrace it.
Yeah. And finally, we've talked a lot about the support from the fans. Could you emphasise the level of support from the fans, not just this week, but throughout the whole season?
I think all season they've been incredible, paying their hard-earned money up and down the country. When times are tough, it's not cheap to go to football games. It's not just the ticket prices, it's the travel. It's when you get there, it's the beer, it's the food. But we've travelled in numbers, and it's really proud to be the manager of this football club in the way that the fans have come and got behind us and backed us, and not just how loud they've been. Every away game's felt like a home game. And look, a lot of credit has to go to the players in that as well, because the way they've performed on the pitch has given the fans something to cheer about. And I'm a big believer of that. We have to make sure that every time we cross the white line, we give the fans something to cheer about. But what's really impressed me is that when we've conceded goals at home or away, they've been even louder. They've got behind the group, and that makes a huge difference. When you feel that positive support when you go behind in a game, because it's easy to cheer when you're winning 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 and 4-0. But when you go 1-0 down or 1-0 or a team scores late against you, but then you raise the roof, I think here at Hartlepool, they equalise very late, and then we get the late winner because the fans, they don't let up. They keep going all the way to the end, and it's a big thing for me that we keep going to the end. And I think as a collective, we've gone all the way to the end. That's the fans, that's the players, that's everyone.
Great. Thanks for your time, Stuart. Good luck.
No, thank you very much.